Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
I'm honored to have Governor Pete Ricketts join me again today as we talk about the proposed health education standards from the Nebraska Department of Education and concerns that they are not age appropriate. Welcome, Governor Ricketts.
Thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate you having me on.
They often used words like bias and unconscious bias. What's your response to using the terms biased or unconscious bias, Governor?
Well, I think we all recognize that we have our own worldviews based upon how we were raised, the values our parents taught us. It's really an unfair term to use because how do you argue against that? So it really is about something that's an unfair term to start with. Again, understanding other people's points of view is something that we have to do as part of a society that we're in. But to start targeting people and really saying, because you disagree with me, you've got some sort of unconscious bias, is a way to frame the argument in a way that doesn't allow for that exchange of different ideas.
And one of the things that I think is so important in a pluralistic society is we do need to teach respect. We do need to teach children how you need to value all people. But when you specifically kind of target a one approach ideology, that actually seems very inappropriate in an educational setting.
Yeah, it actually runs counter to what they claim they want to do. You know, they say they want to be inclusive, yet by pushing a specific view and not allowing for other views, they're actually just doing the opposite.
Governor Ricketts, God bless you for your time today and your heart to protect Nebraska's children. We're going to continue the conversation tomorrow and talk about fourth graders and that they would be taught that sex is assigned at birth and gender is fluid. Don't miss the program tomorrow. Go to Nebraska Family Alliance and click the Breaking Act Now button to let your voice be heard on the proposed Nebraska Board of Education health standards. The next generation is depending upon our faithfulness today.